on this episode of The Commercial Break.
As the kid comes at me, I just move to the left, and he just runs right by me.
And you got out of the way.
I thought this was the smartest thing that I ever happened
it
in football.
Sounds like it was.
The coach comes over to me, what the hell are you doing? You got to stand in front of that guy and take that hit. And I'm like,
I don't want to.
Same drill. Again, number three. And this time, I move to the right. I just let him run right by me. And there's three dogs, two of which are normal sized, one of which looks like a mouse with ratty little hair. Right? And so I say, which one is the one that you're talking about, the other female? She's a small one, but she's a fighter, she is. I'm like, okay.
You're being selfish. Have you ever thought that I might have had a bad day also?
No.
Well, that's what makes you a bitch.
Give me a head pat.
No, I want a divorce. The paperwork is on the table. The cable bill is 14 days overdue. When's Brian going to pay you from the commercial break?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back, cowboys and cowgirls, to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less or your money back. Go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. These shows never stop coming. We're on a fucking hamster wheel forever and ever. Amen.
It's a fun hamster wheel. I'll tell
when
you
do
that.
We get the payday? When do we get the payday?
I think we're doing it for the love of the game at this point, Brian.
I don't love this game. I am not Tom Brady. I will just say that right now. I've not received all my royalties, and then I'm just. Yeah, it was an interesting story, which I kind of want to talk to. This parlays in, too. Tom and Giselle are reportedly having big issues.
I saw that.
And two of the hottest fucking human beings on earth can't get it together. Then how are we? Now, how do we even have a chance?
I don't know.
I mean, how do us ugly peons even have a chance? Because what's going on is Tom is, how many times has he retired? 12 or something like that?
Yeah.
The guy's he's my age. He's 40 something years old.
Yeah. I mean, I get him wanting to keep doing what he loves, but at some point, you need to just.
If I was married to
Giselle. Stop doing false alarms.
If I was married to Giselle Bündchen.
Yes.
And I am married to a Giselle Bündchen like woman. If she told me to stop doing the commercial break, which I think she's kind of trying to tell me, but nightly. But if she said directly, hey, you got to stop doing that stupid show because it's just ruining our marriage. Mm-hmm. You don't. This studio would be turned into a baby nursery so fucking quick, Chrissy. You'd come in here and you'd be like, what happened to the commercial break? And I'd be like, what are you talking about?
I'd be out.
Never happened. Yeah.
I'd be out $5 at each month.
You'd be not even that. That $5 can't even get to you. I don't know if Tom Brady has nothing left to prove.
No.
I mean, I'm not exactly
one of the greatest
basketball fan or whatever they're playing over there. But, you know, I'm not the world's most educated NFL analyst over here. But I know that Tom Brady has nothing left to lose. He has nothing left to gain.
Except
he has nothing left to lose except his marriage. That's right.
Yes.
And if you are married to a woman, to a person, anybody who has supported you so steadfastly over the years, and she has some legit concerns, like getting banged around like that.
Absolutely.
It's going to fucking tear up your head.
It's a health hazard.
If it hasn't already. If it hasn't already caused permanent damage, it may down the line.
Quarterbacks usually have a better track record with not getting those, you know, head injuries and concussions because they're, you know, not
protected.
Yeah, they're very protected.
Isn't that like one of the points of the game is to like have all those big guys protect you from all the other big guys coming after you?
Yes, and the others.
I played it. I'll tell you what. So I never really played like recreational sports as a kid until I got into about middle school. And we had just moved from Chicago to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And my parents.
It's a good way to meet people.
Yeah, it's a good way to meet people. I think my.
Teamsters.
Yeah. They were, Teamsters.
Team sports.
I thought you said Teamsters. Like, when did the organized crime get involved?
They might have been in that soccer league.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. My brother is a Teamster. So we get to this. We had gone to private school all of our life. And my parents decide that we are going to have to go to public school because the cost is just too enormous.
Right.
So from fifth going into sixth grade, moving to Atlanta, it's a brand new state, brand new town, and then we got to go to a brand new school. We got to go from private school where there's like 16 kids in a class to public school where there's like 600 kids in a class.
Right.
And everybody who I thought I would be interested in having some kind of friendship with all seemed to be on the football team.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So
you got involved.
Even though Brian
has zero tolerance for pain, and the most moving around I've ever done in my life is pretending to do Michael Jackson concerts in the corner, like, you know, the Thriller album. I beg my dad. I'm like, I got to go for football. I got to get on that football team.
Yeah.
And he's like, son, you're a wimp. I don't think you should go for a football team. He's like, I don't think you're the football type.
Right.
You might not be the sports type in general. Like, I just was one of those kids. So I convince him. I get that helmet and that pads. I go out there. So here it is. They're doing the first drill. The first drill and the first practice I'm involved in. It's like a voluntary thing. Like, it's not that you have to try out. It's that you just show
up.
But
it was a tryout.
But it was a tryout. Yes. Of course it was. Right? Well, it was trying out for whether or not you were actually going to play or sit on the sidelines.
Exactly.
And, you know, hand jockstraps to other kids, right? So there's four. It's a lineup drill. Four and four.
Yeah.
And then the coach is in the back of the lineup. And the point is, I'm on defense, and I'm supposed to try and get to the coach. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. The coach is behind me. The kids in front of me are supposed to get to the quarterback, and I'm an offensive lineman. I'm supposed to push the other guys away. So the coach blows the whistle, and...
You run.
No. This kid hits me, and he just hits me, and we're pushing each other back and forth, and I get pushed way back. Like, I have no skills whatsoever. And I decide in my brain, this is stupid. Why am I putting myself...
I'm going to start a band.
Yeah, I'm going to start a band. 33 penis. 33 micro penis. So the next whistle blows, same drill, right? And as the kid comes at me, I just move to the left, and he just runs right by me.
And you got out of the way.
I thought this was the smartest thing that I ever happened in football.
Sounds like it was.
The coach comes over to me, what the hell are you doing? You got to stand in front of that guy and take that hit. And I'm like, okay. Same drill. Again, number three. And this time, I moved to the right. I just let him run right by me. And this coach is like, Green, what are you doing? This is not the point of football. And I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. I really don't know the point of football. I'm not even sure how to play the game. I just don't want to get hit. And he's like, he pulls me off to the side. He says, Green, you got to get hit. This is a game where you get hit. I said, but is there a position where I don't get hit? Because that's just not my favorite. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
Like, getting hit is not my thing. Could I be on the sidelines doing like
a cheerleader?
Could I do like a Michael Jackson Thriller concert?
Right.
You
could have gone to the mascot. You could have been the mascot.
Yeah. You better know you want to come around here. Just move to the right. I'll distract them with my dancing prowess. And I went to exactly one practice. And the coach told my dad, he said, yeah, your kid's just not cut out for this
not
kind
the path.
Of activity.
This is not his path.
Find something besides sports, Green. This ain't your shit. I did
not. Did your brother play?
Make it in football. No, he didn't play football. He played basketball, and he played my twin brother.
Yes,
he played basketball and he played soccer. Mm-hmm. He's really good at both. And I was known; they would call me the scrappy player, right? Which basically meant I had no skills, but I would just run real fast around the ball.
Right.
I just chase after things. In basketball, in soccer, Kevin was like, he was a skilled player. He was tall.
Nice.
He was fast. He would go down. He was a forward. I was a goalie for a while. They decided that wasn't a good position for me. I became a defensive guy, right? Like a defense back.
Yeah.
They decided that wasn't really good for me. So they put me in midfield, which is kind of like it's a mix between defense and offense. And so what I got known for was just running real fast after the ball, wherever it happened to be, right? So I would just chase the ball.
There you go, scrapping
chase the
it.
Ball. Yeah, but I never really did anything.
Right.
I just chased the ball and I just chased the ball. Then in basketball, I became known as the guy who would rebound, right? Only I wasn't really good at that either, so.
Well, you tried. You tried.
Kevin tried
like
out for like.
Effort.
Yeah, Kevin tried out for like the JV team in high school. Mm-hmm. They had the big tryouts, and I went for the tryouts. And it was like 3 days of intensive, you know, rebounding drills and shooting drills and, you know, all this other stuff. And then after 3 days, the coaches would sit every single person down and they would explain to them why they didn't.
If
and
they were
I
good
swear
or
to God,
they were bad.
I'll never forget this. The coach, he's just this tall guy. I was in Catholic high school and, you know, Green. And I walked in the room and close the door behind you. And I'd close the door behind me. I hear you're in the band, the school band. Yeah, that's right. I think you're going to be really good at the school band.
Move towards that.
You should head in that direction.
Go in that direction.
Basketball's
yes.
not your thing. You're short, you're uncoordinated, and you're not very good. But thanks for trying. And so I just never really was a sports guy.
There you go. It's all about effort, though.
However, if I was a sports guy, let's assume that I was
Tom Brady, and I had made billions of dollars off of my football career.
Yeah.
And all I had to do was basically go right off into the sunset and hang out with Gisele Bündchen in the Bahamas for the rest of my life.
Right. You would do that.
There would be no question I would do that. I'm not looking to get hit anymore. I just want to go and enjoy my time with my children and my fantastically gorgeous wife.
Well, it's almost like that's what he thought he wanted to do, but then changed his mind and then did it again and then changed his mind.
He probably decided that home life was pretty miserable. You got to take care of the kids?
Kids, yeah.
You mean they yell like this all day long? Right. You have to entertain them? My wife wants to, as requests of me, this is, I got to cut the grass? What? You got to be kidding me. Going back to football, I'd rather get hit. For sure. But now they're saying that Tom and Gisele might not be so happy in the current situation. And
wish the best for them. You know, it's all personal decisions, but I agree with you.
What would you do?
I totally agree. I would ride off into the sunset and retire.
Okay, that's why you were Gisele. What would you do?
Because, well, the thing about it is, too, is that he's got a whole other career in, like, broadcasting and that kind of thing. That's what a lot of the big players go and do next. And so he could still be kind of in the game, kind of involved. You know, doesn't have to, like, go sit on the rocking, on the porch in the rocking chair.
Yeah, that might require actually more time of him. At least during the season.
Just do what she says.
Yeah, that's why I agree with you. Just do what she fucking
Whatever
says,
she
Tom.
Wants you to do at this point, do it.
Yeah.
I read the article that she was in Vogue or something.
Yeah, she said, I've done my time.
She was like, I moved to Boston and raised kids there. I'm sure that was, as an international model, I'm sure that was
she came
her
from fucking Brazil.
First city
yeah.
to choose. So she did this. She's, you know, been very supportive over the years, and he needs to get in line.
She came from the beautiful beaches of Rio de Janeiro. She moved to fucking Boston, which Boston is beautiful, like three
Boston's
months of
amazing.
The year. Right? 3 months of the year.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And then she moved. Now she's in Tampa, yeah. right? And I mean, Tampa's all right. All right. Okay. Tampa. How do we smooth that one over with our Tampa fans? Tampa's awesome. Love Ybor City.
Yes.
But she moved. Then she moves to Tampa. She's followed him around. She's done nothing but supporting his career, raising two children. I got to say, I think Gisele has
it's
a point
her time.
Here. Yeah. Not to mention, if my wife was doing something that was like dangerous to her health, you know, okay, there's some calculated risk. You're getting paid a lot of money. You're the greatest that ever lived. I get it. I get all that. But now you got nothing left to prove.
Right.
It's like, just move on. Just
I totally agree.
Move on.
Hopefully he makes that decision. But I guess he's not yet because he's in the
no.
Because football just started back up and he's
football
in the
started
game.
Back up and now he's doing it all over again. Yeah. So I don't know. I'd be interested to see what happens. I'll be interested to follow this one to its natural conclusion because let's be honest about it. Neither of them are going to have a problem picking up another significant other if they get, you know, I mean, Tom's full of money and he's a handsome guy and he's, you know, athletic and good look, all the things that I'm not. And then mainly he's got more.
She makes tons of money and is beautiful.
She's a billionaire and she's beautiful. There's nothing. But it would be sad to see any couples with children get divorced.
Right.
But it's even sadder to see children that have like a father that's not present from physical ailments or because he's just off for their entire life traveling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you get used to that lifestyle too. It's like comics,
probably.
Like stand-up comics. You know, they get so addicted to the lifestyle, or musicians.
It's like us doing this podcast. We're addicted to the lifestyle.
I'm addicted to the lifestyle. I fucking hate it. I hate it.
You don't love recording it.
No, actually, I do. I love this part of it. This part of it, I love. It's all, yeah, in the nursery. My wife is so pissed. We bought a home with four bedrooms so we could have three children. Why did you need taking one of ours away? I said, honey, don't worry. The commercial break is going to financially support that child. When?
Right, I need a timeline.
Yeah, I need a timeline. I told you in the first 10 years, we're going to be cash flow positive. I think we're well on our way to being cash flow positive. You're number three.
We're in three years.
Yeah,
in.
By the time the kid goes to college, we're going to be doing great.
Right.
which brings up another interesting point that I wanted to discuss with you.
Okay.
Kristen Joy Hoadley. Now, I can't remember what I was going to bring up to you. I had this whole thing I was going to say, and I can't remember.
Another interesting point. What were you talking about? The football?
Okay, let's go back and let's rewind a little bit and see what how Brian's brain works. Okay, we were talking about football. We were talking about Gisele Bündchen.
Yes.
We were talking about Tom Brady. What's that?
I said that threw you off, Gisele.
Did Gisele threw me off. I couldn't think of anything else but Gisele. And then we were talking about, what else were we talking about?
The nursery?
The nursery? No, it wasn't about the nursery.
There's a comic that does a stand-up on this whole thing where people
start saying a monkey's symbol.
What are we talking about? A banana.
This is like how when you get older, this is how your brain has to work. You have to literally go backwards and connect the dots to figure out what you were going to say.
Right.
I wanted to say this. I saw that video when we were talking about like musicians on the road. I saw that video of Taylor Hawkins' son playing There Goes My Hero. Mm-hmm. Did you see that video?
I did.
Oh, my fucking Christ, man. I watched it twice. I had tears rolling down my face. Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine? Do you think now that Foo Fighters go back on the road? They kind of have to, right?
I would say they will.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave Grohl and the whole team is they're pretty into that lifestyle.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they love music.
For those of you that didn't see it, I can't imagine most of our listeners haven't seen this, but if you're not a Foo Fighters fan, Taylor Hawkins died of a drug overdose about a year ago now, I think. Maybe nine months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. He died of a drug overdose while they were touring.
In Brazil, right?
In a Brazil hotel room. He died of a cocaine and heroin overdose, or fentanyl overdose. And then the band has been quiet since then. Then all of a sudden, with 2 weeks' notice, they announced they're going to do a big Wembley show.
Tribute
to Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah, and they're doing one there and one in L.A., right?
Oh, they're doing one in L.A. too?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, okay. So, for one of the songs, There Goes My Hero. There goes my hero, watch him as he goes.
I like that song.
Dave announces that they're going to have a special drummer. And that special drummer that comes up is Taylor Hawkins' son. His, like, 13-year-old son, 12, 13 years old.
Emotional.
It was way emotional. And the kid can fucking play. The kid can fucking play. He held up, like, every beat he was on it. And he just looked so much like his father, like the mannerisms and the way that he played the drums. It's obvious that he mimicked what he saw his father doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that made me emotional. And then Dave stood playing toward him the entire time. Because I think Dave understood. I don't know. There's like some special connection. It was almost like, I'm here for you now, dude. I know your dad's gone.
Exactly.
But I'm here for you now.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm going to. I don't know. That, to me, the way that Dave was looking at him with a smile on his face, like a proud father would, was a symbology.
Well, I'm sure the son has grown up with Dave too.
Sure.
You know,
they were best friends.
Yeah.
So sad. The story is so sad. But then it reminded me that it takes a village to raise a child. It really does. Right. And what great news it is for that kid that he's got such a supportive family. All those guys that were standing on stage, and I'm sure a lot of people backstage, and mom and dad, you know, mom and everybody else that are going to be there.
Oh, yeah, people have got him covered.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's really tough. Mm-hmm. Who do we have at the commercial break in case anything happens?
Matthias will get up and do a tribute, a 33 Willie tribute.
Are you going to go, well, welcome to the commercial break. It's not for everybody, but fact, news, or fiction in 13 seconds or less. Brian's not here today. Brian died of an unfortunate
Matthias is filling in.
Centrum 50 accident. Centrum Silver plus overdose. Prostate 3000. Why Brian 3000 accident? And here's his son, Matthias.
Yes. Matthias and Blue would fill in.
Oh, God. Blue. That dog.
Oh, my gosh. That dog.
Chrissy comes over. It's like, Chrissy comes over. And the second that Chrissy walks in the door, the dog starts barking. And it does not stop barking for like 15 straight minutes. I mean, there's little breaks here and there, but the dog does not stop barking for 15 minutes. You don't know how badly I just want to punt that dog across the room sometimes. And of course, I never would. I would never hurt an animal.
No,
I'm a dog lover. That's why we have the damn dogs in the first place. Astrid convinced me, and I will never fucking forget this. She moves here to Atlanta, right? She's off the boat, Venezuelan, right?
Yes.
Straight. And she says, she's had dogs all her life, but they've been outdoor dogs, like guard dogs that sleep outside.
That makes sense.
Yeah, German shepherds, right? Mm-hmm. Trained dogs in Venezuela to kill people if they come on the property.
Right.
So they're not necessarily household pets. And she said, I never grew up with dogs inside the house. Like, that's a foreign concept to me, right? But I'm warming up, and I didn't have a dog. I had a dog, and I had to put it down. And when she got here, she's like, I'm warming up to the idea that maybe we should have a dog because I'm new here, and for the first 6 months, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I can't work. Maybe it'll be a friend, while
right.
I'm acclimating here. And I thought this was a great idea. So it takes her about 3 days. To find a fucking, something in the newspaper.
Right.
And she decides on a Yorkie, right? I'll never forget the night that I came home and she's like, look, online I found Yorkies for sale, right? Yorkies. And I'm like, a Yorkie? Are you sure you want a Yorkie?
because I think the word about Yorkies is they're obnoxious.
They're yuppie.
They're fucking obnoxious, yeah. right? And she says, listen, I said, if you're ready for a Yorkie, just be ready for a lot of noise because I think they're very yuppie. I think it'll be fine. You know, I did a lot of research on the Yorkie. I'll never forget this conversation that we had. I said, you need to be prepared that this dog might be loud. When we got to that, we went to this trailer park in the middle of fucking nowhere, Georgia, in North Georgia.
Yes.
And we walk in that place, and it's like something out of a Jerry Springer show. There is a woman who is 600 pounds sitting on, you know how people, sometimes they'll get the multicolored couches? They'll have like, imagine a square room.
Okay.
And each wall, except for the wall with the TV on it, has a couch on it. And each couch is a different make, model, and
I've
color.
Seen that.
Right? And each couch is from a different decade.
Era.
It's like, yeah, 1960, yeah. 1980, 1990. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there is a
woman.
I can
picture it. I don't think I've seen it, though.
There's a woman eating Wendy's mm-hmm. on a couch. We knock on the door, the screened-in porch, knock on the door. The woman says, come in. We come in. The woman, who could not have been more lovely, I'm just being descriptive here, is large and in charge. She is huge. And she has a Wendy's bag on her lap, and she's eating French fries and has a burger in her hand. Right?
She was on the Wendy's couch.
Oh, my God. She was on the Wendy's couch. She was on the Wendy's couch. She was on the yellow 70s couch, right?
Yes.
And then on the red, you know, wingding 80s couch is a teenager of some age, teenage boy of some age, that is sitting there on his phone, on an Android, and he does not even look up from the phone when we walk in the door.
No,
as if it's
standard.
Perfectly fine for yeah. just strangers to
well,
walk
apparently
in.
Apparently it was.
Yeah. So I walk in with my shorts and my sandals. You know, Brian's look, shorts and sandals. Oh, okay, I say, hey, we're here from the dogs. In the back! You know, walk into the kitchen. There's another man who is at least as big, if not bigger, than the woman that is sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. Sitting at a kitchen table, at a dining room table. Now imagine this, right? Shit all over the place. Crap everywhere. And I'm talking about actual shit. I'm talking about cups, dishes, plates, glasses, just strewn
and you
about.
You guys decided to stay and keep going with your mission.
Listen to what I told Astrid when we walked up to the door. I said, Astrid, I'm giving you the keys to the car. If I tap you on the shoulder, you run to the car and you go, right? Because I didn't know we were getting ourselves into it. This is a stranger. We're buying a
of
dog.
Of course,
for.
Yeah.
That's what I said to her. And she'll never forget it. She always reminds me of it. She's like, I just never forget that one time you told me that if you tap me on the shoulder, head to the car and run. So we walk in there, and the guy's sitting there, and he's like, you hear about the dogs, huh? And we're like, yeah. And she Astrid's like, yeah, I called about the dog. She's like, that's right. I got two left. I got a done female, and I got a done male. You know how they say that? I got a done female and a done male. And we say, okay. Or no, she had three dogs left. I got two females and a male, right? Which one y'all want? And Astrid goes, female. We had talked about this. We'll take a female, right? Well, I got one of the females ain't so great. I don't know what's wrong with her. But the other female just fine. She doing just fine. So he goes, they're over there. Open that door. You'll see them. So we go and we open this little door. It's like a cupboard that they're in. It's three dogs.
Like a little gate type
yes.
thingy.
Smells unbelievably of urine. Mm-hmm. There's shit everywhere. They got newspaper down on the floor that's all dirty. And there's three dogs, two of which are normal sized. One of which looks like a mouse with ratty little hair. Right? And so I say, which one is the one that you're talking about, the other female? She's a small one, but she's a fighter, she is. I'm like, okay. I go, Astrid, it's a run of the litter. Like,
yeah, the runt.
No, it could be crazy. Like the runt is, you know, sometimes the runt turns out to be just fine. Sometimes the runt turns out to be the runt, right?
Correct.
And she's like, yes. But we really want a female, right? And I'm like, yeah, I don't want that dog. I don't want a dog humping my leg and jizzing all over the place. So we pick up that little runt. And the first thing that dog does is sit. I pick it up. And the first thing that it does is it sits right on my hand and it nuzzles up to me.
Oh.
And I am like, oh my God.
You're in so love at that go, point.
All right, come here, sit down. Let me give you the instructions as if it's a machine we're buying. Okay.
Was this from like an official breeder? Did you have
oh, yeah, he was
papers?
Off, yeah,
the whole thing?
Yeah, there's papers.
Mom,
no, there's papers.
Papers. I grew up with dogs and my mom would go to breeders sometimes and get, yeah, I know all about the papers.
The only papers that were here was an AJC from 1980 that the dog was shitting on. That's the only papers I got.
That was the paper. Yes. Okay.
So he says, sit down and let me give you the instructions. The instructions. Like the instructions. Feed it, water it. What do
yeah,
you do?
Take it out.
Okay, I'm going to give you one of these here syringes. It's like not a syringe with a needle on it, but a syringe you put medicine in.
Yes.
I want you to done go to the Kmart down the street or the Kroger, get yourself some KY syrup. some Cairo syrup.
Oh, the Cairo syrup, yeah.
And I said, what is Cairo syrup? It's sugar and water. Now listen, the dog starts shaking or its eyes go in the back of its head. You got to give it some Cairo syrup.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
What is happening?
I'm talking about if the dog starts shaking or the eyes roll in the back of its head. And he goes, I got this problem. It's a problem adjusting to the sugar in their bodies. It's pretty common. And this one seems it might have a problem with it. So if you get in trouble, just call me. I'll tell you. You got to give them 3,000 cc's of Cairo syrup. And I'm like, holy
Lord.
Shit.
Yeah.
So we take the dog and we leave. And the dog, for the first week, is just lovely. She's just curled up in our arms. She's just in the, you know, in the bed with us, all this other stuff. This dog, I never heard this dog make a peep. And then one day, the dog starts shaking and her eyes roll in the back of her head. And so we feed her that damn Cairo syrup, 5,000 cc's of Cairo syrup, just like you told me.
And then from then on.
Chrissy?
Yeah.
We took her to the vet.
That sugar.
Yeah, the vet had her there for like 3 days. That were like, you know, like trying to adjust her sugar levels and all this. And as soon as she came back, she started barking. That girl has never fucking shut
no,
up
she
since.
She has not.
It was a broken dog from the beginning. We had a bad battery in this dog from the beginning.
But you got to stick it out.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, you got to stick it out.
Speaking of dogs, I was trolling on the internet.
As I do.
Hey, cats and kittens, welcome to the commercial break. Inside the commercial break, you are the best part of the commercial break, and Chrissy and I want to include you even more. So do us a favor, hit us up with your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas at one of two places, either 661-237-8296. You can text us or leave us a voicemail there, or you can send us an email through the website. Just go to tcbpodcast.com and hit the contact us button. While you're there, you can listen to all the audio or watch all the video right from one location, tcbpodcast.com. Commercials. Am I right? But for a lot of us independent creators, it pays the bills and it keeps the content coming free and frequently to you. So do us a favor. Take a listen to our sponsors, and if you're ever in the market for their products or services, you could use the URLs or the specialized codes we drop inside of those ads. That lets the sponsors that financially support us know that we're doing our job. Therefore and to for, you are financially supporting us. But you don't have to spend money to love on us. You can always leave us a review, a rating, or a comment on your favorite podcast player. Take 2 minutes. If you send us a screenshot, I'll send you some swag, and you'll forever be known in our hearts as the human who said they love the commercial break out loud to other people. At the commercial break on Instagram or TikTok and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. The videos are edited with a lot of love, care, and extra comedy, so after you listen to it here, go watch it on YouTube and get an extra laugh you can put in your stash. We're going to hear about those sponsors now, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. I want to say this from the outset. We have a lot of furry friends, and I'm not talking about the dogs that are sitting outside this door right now waiting patiently for us to finish up. I'm talking about furries, actual furries,
okay.
People
yeah.
who like to dress up in costumes for either sexual or non-sexual purposes. Mm-hmm. They like to dress up in big furry outfits.
Oh, yeah, it's big. There's conventions. There's all kinds of stuff.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole world out there. And we have some people that listen to the commercial break that are furries themselves.
It seems hot and sweaty. I wonder how people do that.
Not for me. It's not for me. I don't like any additional clothing. I have hot right. flashes. I'm like a menopausal woman. Like, I have hot flashes and I'm not interested. But this is for a lot of people. And it's a big, big thing.
Yeah, each to their own.
Yeah. And now there's, you know, congressmen and women in Texas that think that furries are pissing in litter boxes. I mean, people just take it to the nth degree. I want to preface all of this by saying, whatever you're into, dude, cool with the commercial break.
Exactly.
We're into a lot of weird shit, too.
Yeah.
Chrissy especially.
That's correct.
Chrissy especially. But I found a video online, furry related, that I think is just too good to pass up.
Okay.
So just know that we love the furry community, but just like we laugh at everybody. So here it comes.
And ourselves first.
And ourselves, so. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you furry ASMR.
Ooh.
Furry ASMR.
Wow.
Autosystematic processes, if I say that's whatever the fuck it's called. This guy. Now go to sleep. I can't.
I know.
You can't stop bothering my ears.
This guy's trying to put people to sleep with his ASMR, mm-hmm. and it's all furry related.
Okay.
Are you ready? Let's take a listen. Let's give it a shot. We'll give it a shot.
Yep.
Oh, hey. How are you doing?
I thought that was you.
Hey, how you doing?
That was the furry.
I'm good. I'm good. How are you? That is the funniest. Oh, hey, how are you doing? I've ever heard. Let me listen to that one more time, please.
Oh, hey. How are you doing?
Well, doing well. Yeah,
everything's good. How are you?
How was your day?
How was your day?
I didn't think you had to go to work with ASMR. It's like, now I have a job. I have to answer this guy.
Oh, yes. A little rough, eh?
Times are tough.
It was rough.
It was rough.
My cotton-filled tail fell off a number of times.
Yeah. I guess we all have some of those days.
You're not really listening to me, Dave. You don't care.
Well, at least you get to kind of relax now, hopefully. Yeah.
This sounds like
the picture on here is hilarious.
Yeah, it's a picture of like, I don't know, is that a wolf?
It's just a still picture.
Yeah, of a wolf furry, a guy in a furry costume.
Yeah. And the backdrop of a sunset at the lake or ocean. I can't tell.
Yeah, I think that's probably the ocean. But can
I ask
an
inlet?
Can I ask a question? It's an inlet. It's a plateau. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Does this sound like ASMR or more like an uncomfortable conversation with a friend that you really don't like? I guess we all have some rough days sometimes. It can sound like a conversation with that friend that just doesn't care what you
right.
think.
Right, yeah. Yes.
Done for the day. Time to relax. Do you need some help?
With what?
With your pants?
You need some help there? No, I can pee on my own. Thanks, bud. I appreciate it.
Maybe I can help with that.
Oh, yeah. Chrissy, maybe I can help with that.
Mm. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Perhaps you would like some head pats or pets?
Head pats. Okay.
All I can think of is like a porn video. This guy's like uncomfortably like, can I help you with that? Would you like some head pats? Like some other furry going down on him and he's like, would you like some head pats?
Yeah. They might.
You'd like that?
I would.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me too.
Yeah, if you just want to lie down on the couch over there.
I do. I'm so excited about this.
What if you were in a room that Perfect. Didn't have a couch?
Well, you're asking stupid questions now, Chrissy. Who's listening to ASMR videos without a couch?
I don't know. You might be in bed.
My dog breeder has 4 of them. You need to borrow one.
Is he just tapping the microphone?
I think he's just, tapping it against his penis.
Right. I think he's enjoying this.
I think he's enjoying this way more than anybody else who's listened to it.
Okay. What shall we start with? Some head pats. Okay.
Back to the head pats. Okay.
I want to know who's into this. Should we start with some head pets? First of all.
Pats.
I'm assuming that what this in the furry ASMR, he's talking to you as if you are your furry character.
Exactly.
How's your day? Can I help you with that? I don't know which animals are out there having a bad day at work.
Well, ones that are dressed up as animals.
Oh, well, don't get that technical. It's all about... I'm just being silly. I'm just being silly, Chrissy.
You go. You're okay.
You're okay.
You're okay.
You're okay. You're okay. It's time to relax now.
His head pats might be kind of uncomfortable though, because he's got big claws.
Yeah. I'm thinking this whole video is uncomfortable in general.
Yes, it is.
You're okay.
You're okay.
You're okay. That's what I tell my son when he hurts himself. You're okay. You're okay. Daddy's going to put you in the basement again. You're okay. You're
your
okay.
Eyes, all you're saying.
Come here, Blue. You're okay.
Yeah, try it with Blue.
You're
you know
okay.
What? Play this for Blue.
This is the first week of my relationship with Blue. It's just like this. You want some head pats? You're okay. You're okay. Now it's more of a demonic, you know. You're okay. You're okay.
Stop it.
I know, my whole house is kids laughing, screaming, having a good time, and Brian going, stop it. Shut up, Blue. Shut up. Stop it. Quiet.
I know.
If she could talk, she'd probably say, I learned it from you, Dad.
Just don't worry. You're okay.
There's something reassuring about it.
There's something reassuring about this guy's voice?
Well, about his words.
Well, I mean, about his words, okay. Yes. I feel like I'm in the back of a van, and I have my hands tied behind my back.
Silence of the Lambs style.
Just don't want you to worry.
Yeah, no.
Put the lotion in the basket. That's everything's right. Going to be fine.
Just fine.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
It's creepy, crazy. No, I don't find any of this.
He's probably like,
he's probably like,
the people that are listening to this.
Oh, I'm going to make money off YouTube.
There you go.
There I go.
Give you some nice pets now.
Can you give me the down below pets?
I know. What if you're done with the head pets?
Yeah, what if I want the down below scratches?
Some nice pets here.
Is ASMR just talking lightly, softly?
Yeah, ASMR is like, it's supposed to induce some kind of auditory response.
And yes, and it is, you know.
Just
but
give it a minute. Let me help you out.
Okay,
ready?
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Brian.
How was your day?
It was rough.
I don't care. That's really too bad. But if you're being selfish, if you thought that I might have had a bad day also.
No.
Well, that's what makes you a bitch.
Give me a head pat.
No, I want a divorce. The paperwork is on the table. The cable bill is 14 days overdue. When's Brian going to pay you from the commercial break?
Never, Brian.
Okay, did you pick up the mail from the post office?
No.
It's just another example of you being lazy.
This is supposed to be helpful.
Yes. Here's some pets. Okay, now back to the conversation. What are we having for dinner tonight, Chrissy?
Chick-fil-A. Wendy's.
My mom told me not to marry you because you couldn't cook. Are you feeling relaxed yet?
No.
Good. I want you to be as uncomfortable as I am in this marriage.
Oh, my God.
Listen, Dave wants to go to Las Vegas for a couple of days. I told him you'd be fine with it.
That's not true.
I used your credit card to buy the... I used your miles to buy the ticket. I'm leaving tomorrow at 9 a.m.
That's not cool.
And while you're at it, could you take my mom out to dinner? Thanks. Some more head pets. Shh, 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 shh. Oh. Can you pick up my dry cleaning?
Oh my gosh. I don't know why I keep looking at the screen. It's the same picture.
I know. We keep on looking at the screen as if the picture is going to move all of a sudden.
I wish it would. I wish he was real, like live.
Yeah, there are a couple of videos where he's real and live.
Okay.
I'll get one of those. I mean, this, like, he does all this. He's got low views, which whatever. He's a creator and he's doing his thing. And there's people that will watch. And, you know, we also have low views. So I'm not going to start yelling at anybody. I'm not going to start throwing stones in a glass house. I just wonder how... How is this making anybody relax? It doesn't relax me. Does this relax you?
No.
And no.
We never see eye to eye at anything.
If ASMR was real.
Yeah.
Yeah. We still need to do an episode, like a whole episode of ASMR.
I know. We need to do our own.
I'm just afraid we're going to lose half
and
our
audience. And then we could, well, maybe what we need to do is it would be a YouTube exclusive only.
Oh, look at Chrissy getting creative here. YouTube exclusive only. Yet another idea the commercial break will not follow through on.
That's correct.
Let me tell all the new listeners to the show exactly what happens.
I think we should do it just for fun, though. But yeah.
Explain ourselves. Yeah, I'm just going to explain ourselves. Whenever Chrissy and I say we're going to do something special, it almost never happens. So just, or it'll happen one time and we'll never do it again.
Can we still do the summer games? Do we still have time to do summer games?
We promoted that pretty hard. I know. We're distracting from ASMR. But let me explain, because I think it deserves some explanation. We did one. We had wanted to do all these summer games. Like, we're going to do these fun games. We had picked them out. We had thought about them. We had asked people to join us. And we did exactly one TCB summer games. We recorded one. And we could not get the audio right. So the entire episode is shh.
Yes. I know.
While we're trying to understand what everybody is saying. Chrissy, I don't know what it is about this show, but we are doomed to not have guests on this show.
What about the pet psychic stuff?
The pet psychic's coming.
Okay.
The pet psychic is coming.
I'm holding you to that.
Because we don't have to. I'll get into it later.
Okay.
Nothing like some good pets after a long day.
I think he is at the beach.
This is what he's making it sound like. He's making it sound like the ocean, isn't he? But I don't think it's the ocean. I think it's him rubbing that paw on top of the microphone.
Plans for the weekend?
You have plans for the weekend?
Do you have plans for the weekend? Trying to go to sleep here, dude. Do you have plans for the weekend?
I did it, but now I think I need some.
Yeah. What do you care? Yeah, I think I'm going to cut the grass. I might go to Bed Bath & Beyond, Target. I don't know. We might be busy. What about you? I'm going to shit in a litter box.
We have plans for the weekend. That wasn't a good segue from head pets to pets.
There's nothing relaxing about this, in my opinion.
I could almost see that causing anxiety, actually, because then what if you don't have plans for the weekend?
Exactly. What if you're... I mean, let's be honest about it. If the furry convention isn't in town, do you have plans for the weekend?
Right, no.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
And that's on Saturday?
that's on Saturday? Did you just say that? Like you're speaking to him?
This dude is like having a conversation with himself. This is not ASMR.
No.
This is make-believe.
No, yeah, because any of the other ASMR that we've seen, people aren't asking questions.
No, they ask questions like, you know, when they're in the doctor's office and they go, what's hurting? They ask open-ended questions, right?
Right.
Okay, we'll fix that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, is that on Saturday? Where's that at? That's at the Civic Center?
Time.
Where's that at? The Civic Center? Great. Do you have tickets? did you get any through Ticketmaster? Do you know if they have any left? You're sitting in row 13, you say.
What time is your flight?
7:45. That's kind of early. You better get there a couple hours early. Do you have a window or an aisle seat? Oh, the aisle's the worst.
Here's some more head pets.
Here's some more head pets. These questions are so stressful. It's like, I don't have any plans on Saturday. What is he talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Nice, nice.
My dog died, and I have a funeral on Sunday evening burying my dog on Sunday evening. That's Saturday, you say?
Nice. Very nice.
Nice. Happy about that.
You're planning on doing a nice hike. Nice.
No, I said my dog died.
I did not say hi.
So it's going to be a big party? You're going to celebrate? You can do a bunch of dancing?
Nice.
Here's some more head pets.
where are you planning on hiking?
Oh my
on my dog's grave.
It's so awful.
He's gone down a bad path here.
Yeah, you got to ask open-ended questions here.
Yes.
Yes, Garibaldi is beautiful.
Garibaldi is beautiful.
Garibaldi? That's a chocolate. I love Garibaldi. Where's Garibaldi?
I don't know.
The flowers.
That's
the
not
meadows,
where a lot of people are going, I'm sure.
Lake.
That's yeah. very specific.
That's I never even heard of that place. Garibaldi.
They've got flowers.
Yeah, they got flowers. Trees, plants, like a lot of other nature places.
Glacier.
There's a glacier in there.
Very lovely up there.
Maybe it's like the call map when they transport you to a place.
It's like Poppy when my son listens to that call map and Poppy mm-hmm. and you go down a rabbit hole
yeah.
where it just doesn't matter what you're saying, but I think he's approaching it a little bit the wrong way.
Here's some more head pets. What are you doing this weekend? Oh, Saturday? You're flying to Alaska? Interesting. And then you're going to land at the airport? Are you going to have to go through customs? Oh, there's a long line of customs, isn't there?
Yeah, you better prepare.
Oh, you know, the taxi's really expensive to Anchorage, but that's okay. Take an Uber. Did you download Uber on your phone? Is your credit card up to date? You know, they don't take credit cards in Alaska.
It's like, oh my God, I'm all set out.
No.
Yeah, lots of switchbacks, but it's a nice journey.
Switchbacks?
Yeah, that's, you know, where they it goes around oh, yeah. up the mountain.
When you and I got stuck in all those
right,
switchbacks.
Correct.
10 feet from the car. The time Chrissy and I got lost in a national forest.
Oh, my God.
Exact national forest.
We did.
Exactly 10 yards from our car.
We did.
Yeah.
We
with no phone signal.
We went on a nice hike that day. You know, we thought Brian came and picked me up, and I was like, yeah, two best friends setting out.
We're going
we're going to
put
Georgia.
Down all the drugs and alcohol for a
yeah,
day.
Let's
and,
be healthy. Yeah,
we're gonna recycle all this yeah. blood from our last night.
Right.
We went on a hike, and then when we got down to the bottom of the mountain, we took a path that had a
wrong
couple...
Path.
A wrong path that had a couple...
Switchbacks.
Switchbacks. It had many, many switchbacks. It was the middle of fall. We could see the car, but we couldn't get there. No. There was no way to get there.
We laughed at the news people would be two hikers.
I'm Ron Ronaldson with Channel 2 Action News. Two idiot hikers lost 12 yards from their car, die of starvation after not eating for 40 minutes. Dehydration set in after just 20 minutes of not having water. With cell phones fully charged and a car 10 yards away, these two hikers literally gave up.
The that entire, was almost the case.
Yeah, the entire Georgia State Patrol office.
We almost tried to call for help.
We almost had to call for help. Almost called to figure out how you get out of this fucking place.
I don't get out of this forest.
How about on Sunday?
Oh, dude, I don't want to tell you about my weekend plans. I just want to go to sleep.
You're going to church in the morning like usual.
What?
Nice.
You're going to church?
Nice.
You're going to church like usual.
That's where I end it. That's where it comes to an end.
You know that time that we called, almost had to call for help with our hiking adventure? That was not the last time I actually did call for help another time.
You did call for help in the mountains?
Yeah, I went to this whole hiking thing and we got, here's the deal, I'm very adventurous. I like to, let's try this way, let's try that way, let's try new ways.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets me into trouble. And yeah, we couldn't find our way back to the thing and the place was closing.
So you called for help?
I did.
Did they come help you?
They said, You're like, if you just go down a little bit more, you'll be there. They didn't actually have to come help us.
Well, there you go. I feel like some listeners probably want to call for help about this point in the podcast. Hey, thank you so much to everybody who's been writing in to 661-237-8296. We love to talk to our listeners. So text us or leave us a voicemail. We'll certainly get back to you. It may take us a couple days, but we'll certainly get back to you. And you can hit us up at tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. Send us an email, comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, or taking them all at tcbpodcast.com. The YouTube channel, youtube.com patreon.com/thecommercialbreak, where you can catch full episodes of The Commercial Break days after it airs. Now, I do have to caveat that with, we are some episodes behind because we've been retooling The Commercial Break, the whole format on video. And so that takes a lot of time to go through all those episodes and reformat them.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. And it's actually happening.
Yeah, we're this part it. Is actually happening because we paid someone else to do it. When it's us relying on ourselves, no, we won't get it done. No. If we pay somebody else, we're going to demand that it gets done. That's how it works.
Thanks, too Morgan. Lazy.
I told my wife last night, my father-in-law left, and now I have to do all the stuff around the house. I said, honey, there's just some stuff I'm not good at, like fixing anything or doing the lawn. But I'm really good at swiping my credit card to have other people do that.
Exactly.
So there you go. All right. So the commercial break, I mean, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Go like, subscribe. We certainly would appreciate it. To all you new listeners to The Commercial Break, welcome on board. Thank you. Most episodes are like this. It's just a rambling 45 minutes of nonsense.
Yeah.
So,
whatever we're feeling.
This is what I say. I say, Chrissy, I think that's all I can do today.
I think so, Brian.
But I love you.
And I love you.
And best to you,
best
my
to
dear
yo.
Friend. And best to you out there in the podcast universe. And how we always end the show is I say, we always say, we do say, and we must say,
bye.